the sound of demonstrators in New Delhi calling for a halt to harassment and violence against women.
The background to this is, of course, the vicious attack on an unnamed woman and her male companion on a bus on December 16, 2012. The woman, a 23-year-old student who dreamed of becoming a doctor, was brutally gang-raped, so brutally that she has since died of her injuries.
Five men have now been charged, but campaigners say that is not enough. In India, a rape is reported every 20 minutes, and the real figure is thought to be much higher, suggesting that political and cultural change is needed if women are to feel safe. Earlier, Kate and I spoke to Verinda Grover, a Delhi-based lawyer working on issues of human rights and impunity, who has done extensive work on rape law amendments, women's issues, and has been on several fact-finding commissions. We started by asking her whether she was surprised by the nature of this brutal attack.
It has outraged us. It's not at all surprising. And even post the incident, every single day we are hearing of equally horrific incidents of sexual violence and sexual assault from across the country. What was good was that it did outrage us to an extent that everybody came out to protest publicly. And in some senses, perhaps you could say it was the tipping point. But it's not isolated. There is the sexual violence against women in this country of all forms, whether it relates to sexual harassment or brutal rape of the kind that this young woman had to experience, is fairly widespread and systematic. So, and also the brazenness with which this was committed right in the heart of the capital is not surprising. There has been complete impunity for sexual violence, and that what we are seeing today could only be the consequence of years of condoning and sanctioning sexual violence against women.
What made you, Verinda, as a lawyer, get involved with the issue of rape and violence against women?
Well, it's interesting. I think there wouldn't be a single woman that I know who has not, in her own personal life, in some form or the other, experienced sexual abuse, whether in private space or in public space. And in many ways, I got involved with the feminist movement through issues of sexual harassment, both in public transport, in public buses, as well as in college, and became part of a street theatre group, and one thing led to the other, and then finally became a lawyer for precisely these reasons.
Looking at the protests which have been taking place in Delhi and elsewhere in solidarity of the victim of the Delhi gang rape, one of the things that many women have been saying as they demonstrate on the streets is this woman's sacrifice, this woman's suffering should not be in vain. What will have to happen for that to be true?
There are many indicators to see that this woman's loss of life is not in vain. And I would, to just name a few, I would wait for in March when they are proposing to bring about the new legislation, I would also look at, are they going to make a change in the budgetary allocations? Are we going to see a greater allocation to the judiciary? Are we going to see a greater allocation to women's social justice issues, to women's economic empowerment? Or will we still see a very, very high defense budget and all the others slipping further below what were their previous allocations? I would also like to see that when they bring about the new law reforms that they are now saying that they may introduce on the first day of the budgetary session, which usually starts at the end of February, will they bring about a law which will codify and grade a whole host of offences and get rid of notions of modesty, chastity, which the Indian Penal Code is besieged with, and which does not allow a lot of sexual violence that women face to even, it's not even recognised by law, leave aside finding any recourse for justice for it.
Charges have been made in the Delhi bus case. What do you think is the likely outcome?
Well, I think this case, because of the attention that it deserves and has got, there will be a speedy trial, there will be a conviction, and there will be the harshest punishment meted out to them. But what I would hope for is that will this case set the benchmark for all such cases of sexual violence, whether in terms of speedy and fair investigation or in terms of speedy and fair justice? Or will this be an isolated case and all the other cases of sexual violence will continue to languish?
That was Virinder Grover, lawyer and human rights activist in India.